This is Mr. Oscar's album of famous faces and names. Down through the years, they were chosen by their peers.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode number 193, the Oscar Prediction Show. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I'm Daniel.
The intern forevermore.
So basically, we're going to run through all the Oscar categories, and everybody's going to make their picks, and then hopefully this will help you guide your own Oscar pools at home, and eventually we'll see who wins, and whoever does gets to lord it over everybody else.
Kevin?
Yeah?
I do have a special message for the intern.
Ooh.
One of our special guests dropped by to leave him a special message. Can I play it now?
It's a special one?
It's special. Can I play? Here we go. Did it not work? Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
It didn't work.
That was really special.
Bob, why do you even do the Oscar pool? You know you're going to get killed. Booyah!
See, Bob, they remember you. Uh-oh. What is that? What is that? Whoopsie. Not for that.
Not me.
There you go. That was your special message. That's my iTunes, because it played off my iTunes.
All right, well, this is chaos.
Chaos already. Come on, it's extra features. We always have chaos.
All right, so the first category that we're going to go through is original screenplay, and the nominees are The Big Sick, Get Out, Lady Bird, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Bob, what do you think?
I wanted to pick Three Billboards, but I'm picking The Shape of Water.
Sorry, did I say something?
No, I think you had. I think you needed a drink.
Oh. Cheers. This has been brought to you by Stella Artois.
Yes, Simon is great. He's given up.
I am.
Okay. I picked Get Out by Jordan Peele just because it won the Writers Guild Award.
Okay. That's a good reason. I'm going to pick Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Because I think this was a heavy dialogue-driven film.
Okay.
I have to agree with Dan on this one. I think Get Out is just something different. I think Three Billboards is something we've seen before. I think Shape of Water was just a beautiful-to-look-at film. Lady Bird's just a coming-of-age. Get Out was just something different. I think they're going to give it some love, because that's usually what the Academy does.
And I can't imagine it getting shut out either.
Well, there's not really, it's not going to win anything else.
Yeah, exactly right.
Nope. All right.
Very cool.
Why don't we work on the adapted screenplay then? And the nominees are Call Me By Your Name, The Disaster, Logan, surprising, Molly's Game, and Mudbound. Intern?
Even though I want to say it, I can't. I'm going to Call Me By Your Name.
You can say it.
What?
I'm just gonna make fun of you. You can say
I wanted to say Molly's Game, but I'm saying Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
Yeah, I also picked Call Me By Your Name by James Ivory.
Thank you.
I'm gonna pick Molly's Game.
I picked Call You By Your Name because I just think it's just—it's got that Oscar appeal, you know, the gay lovers. Coming of age story again, like Lady Bird. I just feel it's the one to go with.
Yeah.
That's from where that film will get its recognition.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to win Best Picture. There's no way. But I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're just flying through these visual effects. And the nominees are Blade Runner 2049, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Kong Skull Island, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and War for the Planet of the Apes.
For some reason, I'm going to pick Kong Skull Island. because it's visually effective.
It is. It's a big hairy ape.
Awesome. Yeah, but they have other things besides the hairy ape. The hairy ape is fighting the other animals, so like it.
I like the orange aesthetic and stuff.
Yeah.
I went with Blade Runner 2049. I wanted it to go with War, but it sounded like Blade Runner is the better pick.
I'm going to take it with that. No.
I also picked Blade Runner 2049.
Again, shaking your head.
Visually stunning, and I certainly don't want to give it to Star Wars.
Star Wars ain't getting anything.
No.
But a reboot. I took War of the Planet of the Apes. It just blows me away how they can make those apes look so good and look so different, all of them. Blade Runner, to me, just didn't have enough special effects. It was beautiful to look at, but I don't know if there was enough in there to hold my attention.
For me, like, I'm not gambling on War just because the first two didn't win for it, so I don't want
to... Oh, that's what I think. This is it. They got to give them something. That's my opinion.
Okay, like, I would be very happy if it did win, though.
So, no, you wouldn't, because I would beat you. You don't want that.
I'll be happy, Simon.
Go have a beer and be quiet.
You be quiet. Okay.
Keep it
that
up.
That one makes it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Driver. Sound of Mixing.
Sound Mixing. Sound Mixing.
Mixing.
Sound Mixing. Okay, got it.
Like mixing a drink.
Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Dunkirk, The Shape of Water, and Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay, I picked it and scratched it out, but it was originally Shape of Water. I'm picking Dunkirk. I get a thumbs up from Simon.
I'm also picking Dunkirk for sound mixing.
Guess what? I'm also picking Dunkirk for sound mixing.
And I'm going to fourth it. Is there another option, though? Like, I saw Dunkirk in 70 mil. It blew me away.
I wanted to pick Baby Driver because that was really good, too. But Dunkirk's the obvious winner that might sweep both categories, you know.
Ben Burt, who did the mixing for Last Jedi, is an Oscar-winning, like, one of the leading sound mixers in Hollywood, so.
Cool, fair.
But how can you compete Dunkirk? The film is all sound.
Dunkirk,
yeah.
It's all sound.
So is Baby Driver, to a certain extent.
Yeah, but Baby Driver's got that poppy music, so people may forget they're making sounds, I think. But obviously the sound mixers only vote on sound mixing. But I think Dunkirk just is amazing.
Don't forget, too, Blade Runner had that overwhelming, crashing score and sound.
Yeah, it's a good score, though. But, yeah, again, I think Dunkirk just does it. The whole film is that airplane sound, the beach sound, the boat blowing up sound.
Well, I mean, what about sound editing? I mean, we've got almost the same movies. Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Dunkirk, Shape of Water, and Star Wars Last Jedi. It's exactly the same.
I don't even know the difference.
Exactly the same for editing.
Yeah, edit Dunkirk, too, because, like, I want to do Baby Driver, but it feels like they're sweet both, so Dunkirk.
I'm going to go with Dunkirk again myself.
So am I. Okay, Daniel, the difference between sound mixing and sound editing, sound mixing is the making of sounds.
Okay.
Sound editing is sounds that already pre-exist.
Oh, okay.
Me and Kevin had to look this up one year. We figured it out. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem. We had the same problem one year. We had this whole discussion on what is what? What is this?
I feel like half the Oscar voters don't understand it either.
Well, they probably don't, but I think, from what I understand, only sound mixers you only can vote on that.
Okay.
And only sound editing people. So sound people get two categories in each, and I don't know who votes for the short films. Maybe everybody votes for those. I don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
From what I've read. I don't know. They haven't sent me a ballot yet. I'm still trying to get in for podcast section one day.
One day.
Yeah, best movie podcast. Us.
Right. Yeah, man.
So let's go into unknown territory with live action short film.
Are you saying I haven't seen any, Kevin?
I haven't seen any of these, so this is a pure guess for me.
I haven't seen any either.
The nominees are DeKalb Elementary, The 11 O'Clock, My Nephew Emmett, The Silent Child, and Watu Wote slash All of Us. What do you think, Bob?
Well, as always, this is a guess, so it's going to be, I'm guessing, Silent Child.
I did DeKalb Elementary because it seemed relevant, the topic of it. For the school shooting kind of thing.
I'm going to go with The Silent Child myself.
Thank you.
I have to third The Silent Child because that's my dream some days.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm the Dark Horse.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I forgot. Can I implement the new rule for this year?
What's that?
That I forgot to tell you guys. This is our, just because we're not playing, doing trivia this week. The winner of the Oscar poll gets to assign the other three films.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to state that off the top.
Thank you for last week's
information report.
Continue on, Kevin.
All right, best animated film, full feature. Boss Baby. Oh, that's got to win.
Oh, that was terrible.
Should we do short film animated now, or? Sorry to interrupt.
I'm working through the list, so it's feature and then animated. Will be.
Oh, apologies. Okay, go on.
The feature is Boss Baby, Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent.
Well, obviously it's going to be Coco.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really wanted to go with Ferdinand, but I went with Coco.
Coco for me.
Well, I'm going to change my pick last minute. I had Coco, but since I thought Ferdinand was the worst movie of the year, I think I'm going to go with Coco.
Okay. My same thought process then.
Yeah, because I was thinking Ferdinand was so... Oh, sorry, is this still on? Sorry, for
I'm surprised that. Nutty by Nature didn't get nominated.
Nutty by Nature too. Terrible.
Well, I was almost tempted to pick The Breadwinner, but I went with Coco because it's obvious.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a great film.
I think the only like wild horse that might is Loving Vincent, but I still feel like Coco has it in the bag.
Yes, this is the Pixar Award for animated features.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
I can change the name to the Pixar Award.
Yeah. All right, speaking of Pixar, there's the Animated Short Film Awards. Nominees are Dear Basketball, The Garden Party, Lou, Negative Space, and Revolting Rhymes.
Oh, gosh.
Did Pixar have a short this year?
They did?
Yes.
And I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one was it? Garden
Party? You picked The Garden Party, Bob? Okay.
I'm picking Dear Basketball, the Kobe Bryant one.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to go with Lou because that's the Pixar one.
Okay.
I'm going with Lou because I've seen it and I thought it was funny and it's Pixar.
Which one's the Lou one? I don't know if was that with any theatrical film?
Yeah, that's one with Coco.
Okay.
No, well, that is Frozen. Coco, I didn't see it. What was first Pixar film this year? I saw it. So I've seen Lou. I saw it before something.
Remind me what Lou is about.
It's the creature that lives in the school playground and picks on the bully.
Oh, it was Cars 3.
Cars 3. There you go. Cars 3.
That's why I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see Cars 3, so.
I have.
I didn't realize there was a Pixar one, so. I forfeit this category.
Nobody cares.
All right.
I'm trying to make a joke, Simon. It failed. Okay.
Oh, that won't be the first time.
So, production design. And the nominees for production design are Beauty and the Beast, Blade Runner 2049, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, and The Shape of Water.
I'm going with The Shape of Water. So I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I'm also going with Shape of Water.
This is a tough one for me. I'm going to go in a different direction and go with Beauty and the Beast.
Sorry. I thought I said Beauty and the Beast. I was choked.
That was another choice.
I was thinking of Shape of Water. That I remember back to that short Bob takes a bath. So I couldn't handle any more water after that. So I took Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because it's beautiful to look at that film.
I hope you're changing that for the Oscar party.
What?
That pick.
No, that's my pick. I'm not changing it. This is lock picks. They're lock picks.
Be nice if that got an award, though. Feels like production design could be a good spot for it.
I think it's a perfect spot.
And cinematography, too.
All right.
We haven't got to that category yet, Daniel.
My bad, sorry.
Maybe you can get a razor on that face.
I like it.
All right, how about original song? The nominees are Mighty River, music and lyrics by Mary J. Blige, Rafael Sadiq and Tora Stinson from Mudbound, The Mystery of Love, music and lyrics by Sultan Stevens from Call Me By Your Name. Remember...
Oh.
And lyrics by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez from Coco. Stand Up for Something, music by Diane Warren, lyrics by Lonnie R. Lynn and Diane Warren Marshall. And This Is Me, music and lyrics by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul from The Greatest Showman.
Okay, well, you know where I'm going. This is
Hello.
Me.
This is me.
Remember Me.
Yeah, I'm going with Remember Me.
Couldn't.
I'm going with Remember Me, but I mean, it could be This Is Me, but I'm just going with Coco for this one.
I'm going to go with Remember Me as well.
I can't decide, so I'm just going to take the Me song. Is that okay?
No.
Which Me song?
Oh,
which
Me? Oh, there's two. Oh, look at me. I have This Is Me, This Is Me, and I'm like, oh, this is killing me. So I took Remember Me. But if This Is Me takes it, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, I'm good with either or as well. Because, I mean, I did like Greatest Showman, even though I didn't like the story that much. But.
There was a story in that film?
Was there?
I must have missed it. I heard saw a bunch of videos.
Soundtrack is it.
Yeah, I mean, Mighty River, yeah, doesn't do anything for me. Mystery of Love, I mean, I remember the song. Stand Up for Something in Marshall, I think it's right near the end. I just think the only two players are here are Remember Me and This Is Me. And where's Man is a Muppet? Because I'm going to vote for that again.
Are you a man? Are you a Muppet?
Dan, don't sing.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
Are you a Muppet?
All right. original score. Dunkirk. Phantom Thread. Shape of Water. Star Wars The Last Jedi. And Three Billboards.
Oh, look. Gosh. Okay, I'm going to have to go with Shape of Water.
Yeah, I went with Shape of Water by Alexandra Desplat.
As did I.
I'm going to fourth it, even though this was one of the hardest picks for me, because I love the Phantom Thread's soundtrack, original score. And if it takes it, I'll be fine with it. I won't be upset. Because I thought it had a beautiful soundtrack, and you know, the movie was boring.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me either.
I
have to, because I've heard four or five people saying,
Bob, was there a thought there?
Oh, I thought something happened. Okay.
I don't know if that was awesome.
All right, so let's go with makeup and hairstyle. Only three nominees this year, and they are Darkest Hour, Victoria and Abdul, and Wonder.
Intern?
I am going with Darkest Hour. I didn't even recognize Gary Oldman under that makeup.
I'm going with Darkest Hour because it stars Gary Oldman, but it doesn't look like it stars Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Well, we're all on the same page on this one.
So far.
I was going to take Victoria Abdul because I didn't think it was just such great. No, of course not. I'm taking Darkest Hour. Who could take Victoria and Abdul? Really? What makeup was done in that? I still can't figure it out. And Wonder
was fine, too.
Wonder,
yeah, that's not going to win.
He's just a little kid with a little bit of makeup. I mean, Darkest Hour, he does not look like Gary Oldman. In Wonder, the kid still looks like Jacob Tremblay.
That's true.
I mean, that makeup job is amazing in Darkest Hour.
Yes.
Yes.
So, is there an option here? Let's just go, here's your award. Don't need to show up. Goodbye. Here's bye.
Jordan. Yeah, they've already etched Darkest Hour on the statue.
Oh, yeah. It's already pre-printed, just handed it to
them. Like, do they even need to do that on the broadcast?
No, they can skip it. They should just fast podcasts.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And all four of us should be up for nomination for best host.
Ooh. Get us instead of Jimmy Kimmel, guys. Come on.
Exactly. Oh. And Bob could do the audience selfies or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of doing the song that... oh, never mind. The Hugh Jackman song. Every time he wakes up, every night I lie awake, whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, move on. Kevin.
One. Yeah, I can't get it out of my head, especially since it's on in the car 24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right, best foreign language film. A Fantastic Woman from Chile, The Insult from Lebanon, Loveless from Russia, On Body and Soul from Hungary, and The Square from Sweden.
I had a tough pick because I'm going to go see The Insult this week, but I'm going to pick The Square for some odd reason.
Seems like it's between The Square and About Fantastic Women, and I'm going with Chili's and Fantastic Women.
I'm going to go, yeah, it is between those two, I believe, and I'm going to go with The Square from Sweden.
I'm going with The Square because I saw the director at TIFF. It got good play in Toronto. Well, like, it's got a good play. It's got play throughout the States. I think it's easily accessible film for people. And they know.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Moss, right?
Exactly. And they'll see familiar faces. So I would take The Square.
Yeah. I'm going to The Wild Horse.
Yeah. Don't worry. I have your film for you to watch next. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And is it Fantastic Woman? It's about a transgender person, right?
Correct. Absolutely, yeah. Correct.
It's definitely timely.
It is.
All right. Best film editing. The nominees are Baby Driver, Dunkirk, I, Tonya, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards.
I'm going with Dunkirk. I believe it will win, I think.
Like, I really like the chase scenes in Baby Driver, but I'm just going to go with Dunkirk for this one.
That's a tough call because there's, like, three really good contenders here. I am going to go with Dunkirk.
Wow, I have the Dark Horse pick here. I took Shape of Water. I found Dunkirk's shots were just long takes. There are editing them, but I found every shot was very long. You know what I mean? You spend a long time in the plane, you spend a long time in the beach, you spend a long time with them. I thought Shape just had great editing shots, the way they put stuff in and came back to it and went back out. Because, I mean, all those shots obviously are shot in one thing, but I just love the film editing on that shot. But again, Dunkirk may beat me, and I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in no way I, Tonya, is going to win anything. I mean, why is it even on here? Because they just needed something? Oh, they put some segments in. Let's put the editing in there.
Yeah, because, I mean, with, like, the whole CG... I saw it, like, the other day again, and, like, the CGI face was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But it's still really good.
All right.
Moving on, I guess.
Documentary short. The nominees are Edith and Eddie. Heaven is a traffic jam in the 405, or on the 405. Heroin, with an E in brackets after. knife skills, and traffic stop.
I'm going to go with heroin with the E in brackets.
Yeah, I want to think heroin. Or heroin or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. To be honest, I don't know any of them, so I'm going to go with heroin as well.
I will forth that nomination for heroin.
Ow.
Okay. We're just moving along. Any comments?
I have none. I haven't seen these, so I can't make much of a comment.
Okay. All right. Well, documentary feature. And the film nominations are Abacus, Small Enough to Jail, Faces, Places, Icarus, Last Man in Aleppo, and Strong Island.
I'm going... I don't know why, but I'm going with Strong Island.
Because that's where you want to live, Bob, on a strong island.
Yeah, strong island, Simon. I went with Faces, Places.
What are these moves about? I don't even know what
I have no clue. I did read at one point. I'm like, why am I reading these?
I think Icarus is about the doping scandal for Russia in the Olympics.
Oh.
Bob's on his way right now to get that DVD.
I'll go with Faces, Places.
I took Faces, Places because that's what somebody told me to take.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it premiered at TIFF as well.
It did?
Interesting. I don't know why I said that, but yeah.
Yeah, you're so in with the know, Daniel. In with the know.
Thank you. Feels like Icarus could take it, but yeah, Faces Places seems like a good choice.
I never read anything about Icarus, so I just write down what I read.
I read that some, like since it's set during the it's about Olympics, and it's the Olympics are going on right now, that might give it an edge, but...
They've already voted.
I thought the voting was between 20th and 27th.
Oh, they have 7 days to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right. Okay.
Like, that's what I read, at least.
But shouldn't they be watching the Olympics and not filling out their ballots?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, best costume design. We have Beauty and the Beast, Darkest Hour, Phantom Thread, Shape of Water, and Victoria and Abdul.
Oh, this is... Okay, I wanted to go with Beauty and the Beast, but I'm not. I'm going with Victoria and Abdul.
I went with Phantom Thread because it's about a dressmaker. And it feels like this is where it's going to win if it wins at all.
I completely agree. I think Phantom Thread is the obvious choice in this one.
Again, there's my whole... Every time we have this category, hats win. Well, this year there are no hats in this one, but stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of dresses.
Sure.
Constantly. And he's making dresses constantly. And they are beautiful to look at. Victoria and Abdul, she wears the same 5 outfits. Yeah, that's really exciting. And yeah, I think you have to pick Phantom Thread. There's no other option.
Yeah, but they had to keep them from the 1800s. Like, it was, what, where, no. What years was she in? 1500s or 1600s?
Oh my God.
Victoria? Versus Victoria?
Yeah.
Queen Victoria? Yeah. That's like, early 1900s.
Except 19th century, yes. Kevin's the history buff.
It's late 19th century, so like the 1880s, 1890s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so you have to pick Phantom Thread. After you see the movie, you'll pick Phantom Thread.
Seriously, I mean, like, Belle's, like, dress in Beauty and the Beast is great, but yeah, Phantom Thread's great.
Belle really? In the dress is really great, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, best director. The nominees are Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, and Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Del Toro for Shape of Water. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm just going with Del Toro.
I'm going with Guillermo del Toro for Shape of Water because he just seems like the safe pick.
3 for 3. Guillermo.
GTL, baby.
You're trying to throw us off, Simon.
No, I took Guillermo del Toro. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, we're down to the final six. We've got cinematography. Blade Runner, 2049, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Mudbound, and The Shape of Water.
Gosh. Cinematography. I'm probably wrong. It's probably going to be Dunkirk, but I'm picking Shape of Water.
I picked Blade Runner 2049 because it's Deegan's 14th nomination, and he's got to get it in such like an underwhelming category.
Sorry, did you say Susan Lucci?
Sorry?
Did you say Susan Lucci? Sorry, we're not doing the SOAP Awards?
No. It's Susan Lucci.
Look it up.
Okay.
I would say it's between Deakins and Void Van Hoytima for Dunkirk. I'm going to go with Dunkirk, to be honest.
Wow, we're going to have a split vote. I took Shape of Water because it's the most beautiful film I've seen all year.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, speed. Sorry. Wait, we on cinematography?
Cinematography.
I'm sorry. I took Blade Runner 2049. Apologize.
Deakins.
I vote for this guy every year because I just love his film. Sorry, I apologize. I took Blade Runner.
It seems like he has to get it sooner or later, right? And, like, the names this year, it seems like this is a good year.
Well, Hoyt Van Hoyt and Dunkirk's an excellent pick, too. I'm sorry. I think it just, Blade Runner is a beautiful-looking film.
And a little round of applause for Rachel Morrison for a cinematographer nominated. For Mudbound.
Did you see Mudbound?
No.
Then shut up.
Okay.
Thank you. Continue on, Kevin.
All right, supporting
actor
Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project, Woody Harrelson for 3 Billboards, Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell for 3 Billboards.
I'm going with Willem Dafoe.
What?
Willem Dafoe.
Didn't he already win the, one of the other ones, the People's Choice or whatever that was?
The People's Choice Awards?
The People's Choice Awards.
Golden Globe?
Whatever the ones before the last ones were.
Anyway, I picked, Sam Rockwell for 3 Billboards. Because he was great.
Yeah, he was.
I'm a little concerned about the split vote on 3 billboards, but I am going to go with Sam Rockwell.
I have to third the Sam Rockwell because he was just amazing, and it's Sam Rockwell. He's always good. I mean, much as I love to see my Florida Project get some respect, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was great for Willem, but yeah.
What I find interesting about Rockwell's performance is if you were basing it on the first half of the movie, you would go, he's just playing the same old dick he always plays. Well, who cares about this guy? But he really pulls it off in that second act, or the second half of the film, where suddenly he becomes an interesting character.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I would say that really is, to be able to turn a character around that late in the film, and make him interesting is really something. Although I did like Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project quite a lot.
Oh, he was so good in it.
Is it too late to change my vote?
Yes, Bob. I think. I don't know. What are the rules?
Rulemaker? That's new.
Too late.
Too late, Kevin? Okay.
Well, I know. Okay. Simon?
I'm here. What did I miss?
So Bob wants to change his vote.
No.
Okay.
Because if he gets to change his vote, I get to change my vote for the short end.
Everything is locked, buddy. You're out of luck.
That doesn't mean at the Oscar party I'm picking the right guy. That doesn't mean that. This has nothing to do with that.
That's fine. This is for our podcast right now.
Yeah, what?
It's locked. We all agreed to that.
Yeah, we agreed to that, but we didn't agree to the Oscar party because you and I are the only ones at the Oscar party.
Change your vote for the Oscar party.
Change your vote for the Oscar party. I don't care. You're still going to lose to my 7-year-old.
Ooh.
Should I play your message again for you?
Oh, you shouldn't play the message again.
All right, Jess. Sorry. Supporting actress in a motion picture, and the nominees are Mary J. Blige for Mudbound.
No.
Allison Janney for I, Tonya. Leslie Manville for The Phantom Thread.
Nope.
Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. And Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water.
I'm going with Allison Janney because I liked her. I liked her character in I, Tonya. She did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm going with Allison Janney for I, Tonya.
Well, I'm gonna be different. I wanted to pick Allison Janney, but I'm gonna go with Laurie Metcalf.
That's a good pick.
So what you're telling me is, Kevin, you wanted to lose?
What's that?
Allison Janney has this in the bag. Laurie Metcalf's playing her same character from Roseanne, just grown up. And right, Allison Janney's not going to have to smoke quietly on the ice. You've got to take Allison Janney. She was amazing.
I'm just going with my original choice then. Allison Janney.
Oh, you're not trying to change it like other people on the show?
Oh, not going to. Sorry. All right. You guilted me into it.
You had weeks to prepare your sheet.
Nothing.
Didn't I hear Laurie Metcalf first? Wasn't that locked in?
It's this locked.
All right, let's go on. best actress. Sally Hawke. Friend.
Whoops.
What, Fred?
Caroline. Hold on.
Sally Hawkins, Shape of Water. Frances McDormand, Three Billboards. Margot Robbie, I, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird. Meryl Streep, The Post.
Meryl Streep, no.
Nope, locked. I heard Meryl Streep.
No. Obviously, it's Frances McDormand. The Post, really?
Well, I think if Meryl Streep does a movie, she has to get nominated.
Well, she'll get nominated.
It's in her contract, right?
Yeah. No, I'm going with Frances McDormand. She was really good.
Yeah, I'm going with Frances McDormand. Three billboards.
Powerful film.
Simon?
Well, who did you pick, Kevin? I didn't hear.
The same, Frances McDormand.
I'm going with the dark horse, Frances McDormand. I don't think she might. That's my dark horse.
Dark horse?
Yeah.
Dark horse. Saoirse Ronan. It was very good.
She ain't winning.
That at home movie. Anyway.
She ain't right. Winning.
Best actor.
Me.
Yay, Simon.
Timothy Clement for, or Simon Watson for Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, thanks.
Well, since you want to be nominated.
I am.
Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis for The Phantom Thread. Daniel Kaluuya for Best Drink. Oh, sorry, Get Out. Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour. Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Bob?
I am going Gary Oldman, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm going with Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour.
I will also go with the old man.
I was looking at Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, but I just wasn't feeling it mentally. And then I was looking at Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, but I don't feel he really did a lot. And Daniel Day-Lewis, goodbye. Thanks for your acting career, but this movie stunk. Gary Oldman, is there an option? Like, should they already have his trophy filled out and just hand it to him on the red carpet? Here you go. You can go. Oh. Gary Oldman, of course.
All right, last one. Best Picture. Got 9 nominees, Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
3 billboards. No commentary needed.
My soul wants Lady Bird, but I'm going with Shape of Water.
I will also do Shape of Water.
I have to third the Shape of Water, even though it kills me, so I can't pick Call You By Your Name, because we know how much I loved it.
Fair.
Okay, that's it. We're done for another year.
Great. Who's hosting this year?
Jimmy Kimmel again?
It's Jimmy Kimmel and the Extra Features crew. Oh,
okay.
I want to be the guy that hands out the envelopes.
We should live blog. Oscars.
You mean tweet?
Or live tweeted, whatever.
Yeah, I'll put you in charge of that. I'll be busy stuffing my face full of food.
Okay. I'll have to come over to your house then.
You're more than welcome to come. I invite you every year.
I don't even know what day is it? March 4th or something?
Yeah, it starts earlier this year than last year. It's like 7 instead of 8, I think. So the red carpet's at 6, so Bob will be there about, I don't know, 6:30 probably. Is when he shows up. So that's it, right? We're done?
That's it. Do we have an ad? Did we buy anything?
No, we can do that in another episode. We don't have to do that now. The Oscars are just Oscars, right?
General feeling about this year?
About the Oscars? I think it's a better film category. I like the picks better than last year.
Yeah, it was a good year.
I thought last year was a pretty lousy year for film. This year is really good, actually. A lot of strong contenders.
I think our listeners should check out the new Extra Feature shows, Extra Feature podcasts. Interviews,
hey, actually, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you were to have picked a 10th film to be in the Best Picture category, what would it be?
Oh.
Mine's easy. Florida Project.
Yeah, probably Florida Project. Either that or Disaster Artist.
Really?
That'd be either. Bob, what do you think? Hotel for Dogs.
Florida Project as well. Even though I haven't seen it.
I'm surprised Florida Project wasn't nominated, and I'm also surprised that Molly's Game didn't get nominated.
Yeah, but she didn't get, Molly's Game didn't get nominated for anything, really. So I don't think that's why I wasn't shocked not seeing Molly's Game. And she didn't get a Best Actress nod.
Well, she didn't get a screenplay.
Yeah, got the screenplay nod.
Yeah, but she should have got one. Streep does not need to be on this list.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because should have gone to Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, Extra Feature interviews, we release 2 to 3 new interviews a week, and I think our new show, 20 Minutes for Chad, should be debuting this week.
What's that about?
It's about Chad Meisenheimer, who is an L.A. filmmaker, and we just sit down and have some 20 minutes of fun.
Cool.
That's really about all I can tell you right now, because we've canceled the first 2 recordings, so hopefully the next one's a go. So we'll see. He's basically crazier than I am, so it should be a lot of fun.
Nice. Yes. I can't believe that.
Oh, you've got to hear him. He's nuts. I'm telling you. He's nuts. I love it. So that's it. Guys, have a great night. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bob, why do you even do the Oscar pool? You know you're going to get killed. Booyah!
That's why he was rushing to get the episode.